welcome to this Marvelicious Toys One Shot. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hey guys, Justin here. We are at the Hasbro booth Saturday at San Diego Comic-Con. And we're gonna take a look around at some of the stuff they put out here. I'll kind of give you a quick overview of what it looks like here. A lot of the stuff is stuff we've seen and all that, so I'm going to concentrate mostly on showing you the stuff that they showed us yesterday and have put out in the booth now, because it is kind of crazy in here. But they've got a lot of good stuff out here to look at, so let's try to make our way through here. We do have the retro VHS cell shaded stuff over here, all stuff we've kind of seen. And the World of Mojo set. Over here we've got some of the current stuff and waves that are starting to trickle out. Got the Bonebreaker wave. Okay, we got a look over here at some of the D Plus offerings. Got Hawkeye, Ms. Marvel. Take a look at a couple of the Moon Knights. Got Mr. Moon Knight. And then the actual Moon Knight. This one looks really good in person. Lots of detail in the straps. And the Build-A-Figure What If Ultron. Looking pretty good. And we get Howard. Got a few more over here. We got a look at Peggy. He Who Remains. Work our way over here. We get Loki without his TVA jacket now. And behind him is classic Loki. Looks pretty good. Over here we've got the four current Toy Biz 20th anniversary selections. You got Cap, Hulk, Iron Man, all three of those are out. But we also got a look at Toad coming soon. And this one has a lot of stuff that they've shown us pictures of online and we already got pre-orders in on, so we get to see them in person. Get a look at Null. And there's no figure next to him to give you a sense of scale, but he's a big boy. There's a Spider-Man kind of over here to kind of give you a little bit of a sense of scale, but yeah, he's a nice big boy. And then we got Future Foundation Spidey in his stealth suit, looking pretty good. Look at the Doc Ock and Silk 2-pack. Spider-Ham and Spider-Man Noir. He's also got the Ned and Peter 2-pack. Yes. Spinneret and Spider-Man. We got Japanese Spider-Man over here. Iron Spider. Amazing Fantasy Spidey. They do have a Galactus on display. We'll go look at that last after we look at the retro ones that they have out here. You know, look at Beast with the soft goods lab coat and his beakers. Another member of the Symbiote Squad, a couple of them. Looking good, and we got Spider-Man and his amazing friends. Three pack. Looking good.
I'm not currently, Dan keeps me apprised though.
We got Razorback shown in the panel yesterday.
There's a lot of good stuff going on right now, but I don't want to spoil it. Because the way it
happened. That's cool. This is cool. That's cool.
So it's Spider-Man right now. There's a big thing going on. The Tombstone is really great.
New Scorpion.
He's going up against the road.
You got a carded version of Scorpion up here, looking good. Got the tail in there. And over here we get a look at the upcoming Black Panther re-release, repaints. And here we get a look at Galactus coming soon with the Heralds that are packed in. The Doomhead. Terrax, which used to be a Build-A-Figure and getting a re-release, looking like he's in more muted colors than the other release. It's been a while since I've looked at that one. Yeah, we get a look at some of the other stuff that was announced. Get a look at the Apocalypse in the 90s style War Machine. The new Sentry. With that awesome skull, flaming skull head. Yeah, much better now. That Hyperion body never did Sentry justice. This looks more proportionate and more accurate. And look at Rhino and Baghead Spidey and some of the current stuff that's hitting now. So that is about it for new stuff. If they happen to surprise us here in the next day and put some new stuff out, we'll be sure to bring you that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2022. All rights reserved.